From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. The Missouri Public Service Commission is allowing a major wind power transmission line to be built in Missouri. As Eli Chen reports from St. Louis, it's taken 5 years for the commission to approve the Green Belt Express line.
Houston-based Clean Line Energy Partners wanted to build the 780-mile transmission line to deliver wind power from Kansas to parts of the Midwest and eastern U.S. The Green Belt Express will run through 8 counties in Missouri. Previous efforts have failed. Landowners along the route have complained that the line could interfere with farm operations. Renew Missouri supports the project. Executive Director James Owens says the approval will put the state on the path towards generating more renewable energy.
We're hoping that once Grain Belt is put in, that you will be able to see more opportunities for more wind to come to Missouri.
Areas of central and northern Missouri, like Columbia and Hannibal, would be able to access wind power from the Grain Belt Express. I'm Eli Chen.
Columbia Public Schools will receive a national award later this month for its work in improving mental health among its students and faculty. The district will receive the Magna Award for Equity Programs, which recognizes districts for their efforts to remove barriers for achievement of vulnerable children. The district has worked with Boone County Schools Mental Health Coalition to promote mental health throughout the district. Implementation, such as countywide mental health screening, professional development regarding mental health, and support for at-risk youth has been created because of the collaboration. The district will be recognized at the National School Board's annual conference, March 30th through April 1st in Philadelphia. Floodwaters have broken levees and flooded farmland near St. Joseph and other northwest Missouri communities. Most farmers in the area haven't planted any crops yet, but likely will not be able to this year. KBIA's Skylar Navarro has more.
The flooding is oversaturating the soil with water and making the land unplantable. Because many of the farmers did not have any crop planted, it creates problems determining if they qualify for disaster relief programs. Eric Bull is the Director of Public Affairs for Missouri Farm Bureau. He says the floods are causing hard times for farmers.
A lot of people are already struggling with really low prices and farm economy right now. The corn and soybean prices are very low. And it's been a tough time for people already. Then you put this on top of it, it can be pretty tough for people to come back from.
The Missouri Farm Bureau can't assess damages until the floodwaters go down. As the water moves downstream, the only thing farmers can do is move their equipment and stored crop to higher ground. Skylar Navarro, KBIA News.
The state of Missouri has approved expanding 5 of the state's nursing schools. The approval adds more than 250 slots for future nurses. Governor Parson says he hopes the expansion will address the high number of empty nursing positions. Lack of space in nursing programs is just one of the reasons behind high vacancy rates. Nurses are also at risk of burnout and leave jobs because of long hours and poor working conditions. Jill Williams of the Missouri Hospital Association says more nurses in the pipeline will help those issues as well.
Not only does that help, you know, the bedside nurse, you know, get more people into that role, but also those nurses who are currently nurses, you know, being able to kind of release those demands on them because there is more individuals working in that career.
According to the association's annual workforce report, 13% of nursing positions were empty in January 2018. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.